FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy, one female orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop. Today's Locker Room Talk and Shots topic reboot gives listeners a peek inside the world of glory holes and adult theaters through the eyes of a woman who has frequented both on her own and with a partner. There are a lot of surprises throughout this episode, but if you have not joined me on my YouTube channel at Annette Benedetti, now is the time to do it, folks, because when you get to the end of this episode, if you have comments, questions, a story of your own that you want to share, you are going to be able to do it there. You can drop your thoughts, your questions in the comment section, and I will be responding either on my own or I will get a professional to help me get you the answers you are searching for. We can also just have a conversation over there. Buckle up. This episode gets pretty wild. Cheers. Today's locker room talk topic is glory holes and sex cinema. I'm fucking excited about this conversation because, well, it's pretty shocking to me that this really is a thing, and it really is. And I have a guest here with me today who has been here before on one of our most popular episodes, which was Confessions of a Cuck Queen. Ellen is back, and I'm going to have Ellen introduce herself.
Hi there, Ellen here. Yes, Confessions of a Cuck Queen, that was me. Among other adventurous things, I do enjoy glory holes and cinemas, and so I'm really excited to talk about that today. I'm just adventurous and slutty and love exploring and trying new things. So,
yay. And I love that. I love that. And, if you haven't listened to it yet, you're going to want to go back and you're going to want to check out our episode we did together called Confessions of a Cuck Queen. It sort of blew my mind and, led us to this conversation. So today we are celebrating. Ellen, you're 2 years sober, right?
Not quite. No, I'm a year. I'm probably like 14 months or so.
You're four.
Maybe more.
Right. Well, anyways. She's doing better than me. So Ellen is drinking a what?
I'm drinking an energy drink. It's a Petey's Bing Crisp. Very exciting stuff. It's an apple and cherry juice energy drink. So I'm partying really hard right now.
Yeah, she's partying up over there. Yeah. I couldn't help but pick a themed cocktail for this podcast. I was wondering, are there glory hole themed cocktails out there? Of course there are. Yeah. And the one that I found two that I thought was most inappropriate for everybody always is Elmo at the Glory Hole. It is a drink called Elmo at the Glory Hole. So no, your childhood is going to be ruined after this podcast, basically. And I will get it up in the notes and on SheExploresLife.com. So Ellen, let's get into it. No one wants to wait around to find out about glory holes. So raise our glasses. And cheers, Ellen. Now let's talk about sex. All right, Ellen, we're going to dive in. So of course I did my due diligence and decided to look up glory holes. I went down a rabbit hole of porn, which oddly was titillating and I might have had an orgasm. Anyways, but beyond that, then I actually found legitimate information I want to share with you before you take me inside a glory hole. We're going to start with glory holes, by the way, and then go to sex cinema. So I found a website. I am not going to link to it, guys. You're going to have to find it yourself. It's called glorieshole.com. And it offers up a map of all the glory holes. And I think it's global, but I thought the glory holes America, the U.S., the puritanical nation we are currently living in, would not have a lot of glory holes. But compared to the glory holes around the world, like the U.S. was just black with like locations of glory holes. They're fucking everywhere. So I found that shocking. But listeners, if you want to find a glory hole for yourself, they're out there. I think they're in most states. The other thing that I came across that I thought you might get a kick out of is apparently during COVID, British Columbia, the BC Center for Disease Control recommended using glory holes for safer sex during the pandemic because it's hard to pass the face-to-face contact is reduced when you've got a wall between you and another person. So
it really is the safer sex.
So for listeners who are don't know what a glory hole is and have just listened to all this and are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Can you define clearly what a glory hole is?
Yeah. In my experiences, a glory hole is, just a room that you can walk into. There'll be another room side. So it's side by side. There'll be a wall in between these two rooms and just one hole at like waist height, where it's totally anonymous. You don't see, the other side. And they can just put their wiener through that hole and do whatever you want. It's pretty brave, really. I mean, but yeah, that's my real clear description of what a glory hole is.
So let me try to create a picture, if you will, of what you're talking about. So you go to a building. I assume it's a location. Is it a house? Is it a...
No. They're actually all over Portland area, our area. They are littered throughout adult sex stores.
Sex stores? Are we talking about toy stores?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that what that curtain is?
If you see something that has an arcade in it, there's most likely a glory hole in there.
So they label it arcade.
Yeah.
And you walk in but you don't know, are there separate entrances for the person who might be sucking or taking in the wiener that's coming through the hole?
Yes. Yes. There's the one that I was in. I mean, I can try to paint a little picture of what it looks like.
Yes, please.
Just imagine you walk into a sex store or a toy store, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, in walking around, there's arcades. And that's a back room. There'll be a doorway that you can go into. And that's where you can pay to watch porn, basically. Each room has its own TV. It's got a door. You shut it, you can lock it. You just put dollar bills in and that keeps the movies playing. There's a chair inside of each room. And these rooms are probably, I would say, like 8 feet by 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a pretty small little area. It's not a big area. But you have to keep the money in there to be able to stay in there. I mean, you have to keep the movie playing to be able to stay in there. You can't just go in and shut the door and expect to not be hassled by the front desk worker. But there's different locations have different rooms that you can go into. Some of them are just voyeur rooms. So you can, inside of your own room, you have control over whether you want to have a voyeur window up or down. And that can be on one side of you. On the other side of you can be the glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you have control of that as well in that room. So you can either put it up or down.
Right.
So you can have somebody watching you on one side and have the glory hole open on the other side.
Oh.
Yeah. And then on the third part, the third wall is where the TV is. You just have to keep feeding that with money and still happily let you stay in there.
All right. So my question is, the person on, let's say, each side, there's one person watching you while you're receiving the wiener coming through. I never say wiener. I like cock, but we're going to go with wiener. You started it. Through the glory hole. Does everyone have TVs going? They have to keep feeding?
Yes.
So you're all just pumping, like, money into the TVs while you...
Yeah, I haven't really ever kept track, but I feel like it's like $5 for 3 minutes.
Holy shit.
I don't know. Don't quote me.
All right.
That doesn't surprise me if it was that high. I mean, that's...
Well, and I would imagine it's different at every glory hole.
I would imagine.
So, okay. Is that the only way that glory holes are set up, or are there house? I'm like, in my imagination, and I think in the porn that I've watched, it seemed like there were locations, like the porn that I kept. Okay, maybe I watched more than one glory hole episode. I'm just saying it might have happened. It's always like a room where, let me set the stage, where there are multiple holes, and it seems like sometimes there's men behind them, but usually women. Sometimes the women have their vagina up against the hole, sometimes their mouth, whatever, and then people can just come in and like use each hole. Is that like a thing, or is that just porn?
I think I've seen that porn, actually.
We've watched the same porn.
Yeah. We're bonding.
And they put the face pictures of the faces next to the holes. Is that a thing?
It's like wood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I wish. I mean, that's kind of a fantasy of mine for that to be a thing, for sure. And if it was, I would be there. But no, I haven't come across anything like that. But there are locations, and people will... I've seen people advertise on certain websites.
What websites? Where?
Okay. So Reddit. Yeah. I've seen people set up private glory holes. Mm-hmm. What's the totally obvious one that my brain is completely forgetting?
Quora?
Right now? No, it's the fetish.
FetLife.
Yeah. So Reddit and FetLife are two places where people will actually post, that they're having a private glory hole at their house just to set it up. Like, they'll set up a secret knock or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And let you just come in. They've done it at hotel. I've seen it at hotels. I've seen it at homes. I've even seen, husbands set it up and screen men for their wives to meet them at arcades and give them like a secret knock, but so that they can screen who's coming in. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, whatever. Cheers to wieners and holes. I don't know. Yeah. Let's just, anyways, cheers to that. I'm just taking this all in. I'm trying to take it all in. So the first question I imagine comes to most people's minds is the safety factor. And you've already mentioned that sometimes husbands, so this would be in a cuckold type situation, I would assume. No.
I mean, it could be, but no, just have a thing for, I don't know. I think it was just a kink of mine. I really wanted to try it.
What about it excites you?
The anonymity mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. And the filthiness of it. Like, I just feel like it's so seedy mm-hmm. and that excites me so much. I love that. And you were kind of asking about the safety of it all. There are workers that work in these places, and I only go with my partner. Mm-hmm. So he's with me. And I always do go and check in with the person that works behind the counter and just say, like, it's just me and my partner. We're going to go in, you know, and just like check in and say hi type of thing. Mm-hmm. We all know that there's cameras all over the adult stores and everything. And so physical safety, I've never felt threatened before. Mm-hmm. I've never felt threatened in any way, honestly. As far as cleanliness, there's some, I'm sure, that are disgusting. The ones that I've been to are clean. Mm-hmm. There are paper towels in each one.
I mean, paper towels are a good idea.
I always bring my, like a little backpack, and I bring disinfectant wipes. Mm-hmm. And I wipe that bitch down before I, like, go in there. Like, I wipe down the chair, the doorknobs, the buttons, like, I wipe down as much as I can.
Right.
And that's kind of a non-sexy part of it, but it's important because, yeah, I mean, ugh, people are disgusting. The other thing I bring in my backpack is loads of condoms.
Right. So that was my question. Do you cover the wiener before you?
A lot of them come through covered, which is good, but I always offer my own because mm-hmm. then I can see, like, you're taking out of the wrapper. That's, you know, it's not, I just, it's a comfort thing, I think, for me to see them put on something that's just taken out of the wrapper. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But yeah, it's, I mean, I've never had anybody argue that or,
So can you, do you actually talk to these people, these humans?
No, there's no conversation. If the hole, the hole in the wall is open, I can, like, if somebody walks in there and they're just standing there, you can put your, like, your hand or your finger, just whatever, through the hole mm-hmm. and just, like, kind of, like, do a wave type thing, like, it's okay. And then if they put it through and there's no condom or they already have a condom on, you just kind of push a condom to their side. Mm-hmm. And then you can just kind of watch them put it on and take over.
How do you know? You can just hear someone come in the other side?
Yeah, the walls are pretty thin, so you can hear the TVs, you can hear the doors open and closing. And the other thing is, when a woman walks into a porn shop or toy store and they have arcades, there's gonna be men there already that are, like, casually looking at all the videos, and the second they see a woman walk in there, it's so funny to watch them just waiting to see, am I gonna go back there? So they're like vultures already waiting. So yeah, the second I go back there, it's like a descending.
Right. Now, yeah. Is it only oral sex? What have you done in the glory hole?
Yeah, I've only done oral sex. I don't know. I'm open to having sex, but nothing's been like, I need that. Mm-hmm. So, I've just kept it at oral sex in the glory holes.
Yeah. But you could do other things, correct?
Like what?
Well, I mean, I've watched Let's Glory Hole. I really went down. All right, look, listeners, I went down the fucking Glory Hole hole. And I was doing research for you. I was doing research for you, dirty motherfuckers. Look at what you made me do. I have seen glory hole porn where, like, yeah, vaginas were being fucked. Like, if you watched the same one I watched, like, the women were like, well, there was also some, like, restraints going on, and they're like, pussies were up against the wall where the hole was. And, I watched one where, she got down on her hands and knees and backed up to where the, yeah, that's, you know, backed up and took it doggy style, which then I was like, oh, you'd really have to wash the wall around that area if someone's going to put their mouth up there.
Yeah. No, I haven't done any of that. Yeah. But my boyfriend comes with, and he really likes to fuck me while I'm playing with other wiener.
So wait, does that wieners? I'm going to try using that during sex sometime. Give me your wiener.
Oh, your nice hard wiener.
Mm, that wiener really turns
every time. Yeah.
Do you ever use the word wiener during sex? I want to know, Ellen.
Negative. No. I only use it in when the sun's out.
We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers. When the sun is out. You only use a wiener when the sun's out. I like that.
Yeah.
And it does actually make sense. Wait, what happens when the sun goes away? Then what do you start saying?
Cock.
Cock. I say cock all the time. Anyways, all right. So does your partner then go in the room with you, or is there another hole? Are there can you take glory holes from both sides? Good question.
The ones I've been in are voyeur and then glory hole. So no, I think that there's only one glory hole, and just in the ones I've been in. I'm sure you can do whatever you want with, you know, you can get creative, but the ones I've been in have the glory hole on one wall and either nothing or a voyeur booth on the other side.
So your partner comes in with you. Now, does the person putting their wiener through the hole know that there is both a man and a woman on the other side?
Yeah. Yes, they know. Just because you can kind of look through the hole and see if there's like more than one person in there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would assume they know. I don't know. I don't make it like a point to
point it out.
Yeah.
They don't really care because they're getting their wiener sucked.
Yeah. And I don't really care if they know. I don't know.
Well, fuck. And I assume with the wall there, you've never caught a cold or COVID.
Right. No, nothing. Not even. No. Safe as can be. And everybody, so that's the other thing. Like, every cock that has ever come through the glory hole has always been clean. Like, I haven't ever experienced it where it's like, no. So.
Yeah, what would you do? Would you just like shove the cock back through the hole if it were? You'd just be like,
I would just start shutting the thing.
Oh, you can shut the hole.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You have control over that. So, I would just shut it down.
So you've been impressed with the cocks that came through the hole?
I wouldn't say impressed, but they've been clean.
Well, I mean, it's fair. It's fair. I mean, it's not far-fetched to feel like dirty cocks would be coming through the glory hole.
It's not. It's not far-fetched to think that. And that was my first when before I'd done it, like I was really scared about smells or just people. I don't know. People can be gross. And so. Right.
Well, so that might be also the perk is sometimes it's the rest of the human that ruins the cock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I bet you there are some great cocks on humans that are really just unattractive that you wouldn't want to bang.
Such a waste, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Imagine if you were putting your cock to shame.
By being a dick.
By being a dick. And not a good one. Not a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess this is something for listeners to take away. Don't put your cocks to shame. Live up to the expectation that they're setting for the rest of them. Yeah, interesting. You always see the cock second to the person. This gives you an opportunity to meet the cock before the human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it does say a lot about somebody too, which is pretty amazing.
The cock says a lot about the person.
I mean, like everything, the presentation, the manscaping, the smell, the
that is true. The cock says a lot about the person. And if you had the chance to meet it first, how would it change the human that owns it in your eyes? So, I mean, we're going deep. We're getting a little heady here in the conversation about glory holes. Didn't see that coming, but I do think it's an interesting concept. One of the earliest podcast episodes I did was So You Think You Can Porn, and I interviewed someone who had been an amateur porn star, and I will never forget one of the funniest lines from that episode. So she had gone, you know, shown up at this house where she, you know, goes in. She, of course, I said, like, how do they pick the person that you're going to fuck, the guy? Like, do you get to pick the person? She says, no. And, you know, you just get the dick you're dealt. And yeah, I thought that is so fucking relatable for all women. You know, you meet all cis women or all humans who are dealing with a penis owner. Like, mm-hmm. Usually we meet the penis owner first and the dick is hidden. And then you get to the sex part and you're like, well, you get the dick you're dealt.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to think about the fact that you can choose the dick and then deal with, like, can I deal with this person? Because I can deal with the dick.
And sometimes you don't even have to deal with the rest. The perk of the glory hole. What I have learned so far in this conversation is that the glory hole does actually come with a perk, which is you don't even have to deal with the rest of the human.
Right. No, it's not even an option usually to deal with the rest of the human.
Huh. And there can be some good things.
Which is really the way for introverts to go.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. So if you're an introvert and you want to have sex, but you don't want to have to do the whole socializing to find the partner.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is a great option. Calling all introverts. Oh, cheers to that. Cheers to not having to deal with a dick you're dealt. Sometimes you get to choose the dick. Cheers to that, Ellen.
Cheers to that.
Mm. All right. I want you to tell me, before we move on to sex cinema, I want you to tell me one of the most surprising things about going to the glory hole. Something that surprised you, something you weren't expecting when you got there.
Well, every time I go, my nerves are frying. I'm so nervous, and maybe it's anxiety, like excitement, anxiety, and I think that's another thing that I'm super into. But I think the thing that surprises me the most is how many men are actually doing this. Like, I just picture these guys that are like, I'm going to take the kids to soccer. And then their kids are at soccer and they run over to the glory hole for like 3 or 4 minutes of just getting off and then go back. I just feel like it's not these dirty people. It's like these normal, everyday people that just know about a place to go and stick their cock into a hole. And like, I just haven't come across any creepy, gross people.
I guess that's what I was going to ask. These are like soccer dads is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like they're just maybe men in sexless marriages or just total assholes who are just cheating pieces of shit. But I don't know. Like, you don't know, and you don't have to know.
But have you've certainly caught glimpses of them. Have mm-hmm. you been like, oh, you're like a hot dude, why are you doing this?
I haven't ever seen one that I'm like, oh my God, you're really hot. But I've like, they're all just average, plain guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Ladies, do you know where your husbands are?
Yeah. Soccer practice. Mm-hmm.
Code word. Mm-hmm. Honey, taking the kids to soccer. No, no, no. You don't have to do it. I like the quality time with the kids.
Yes, obviously.
Aww. It's probably not far from the truth.
It's sad. I mean, but it's not my problem, so.
Well, who knows? Maybe their partners know. Maybe they've got a partner in their room, too.
Mm. No. But who knows?
But who knows? All right. So, Ellen just gave us just like sort of the 101, the basics of glory holes. After the podcast, I'm going to have Ellen give me some more dirty details. I want specific scenarios. We may share one or two before we're done with this podcast, but don't forget to head over to my Patreon and listen in. So we're moving on to sex cinema, the sexual theater. I may have also run across this in
let's see.
My porn adventures.
I want to hear all about what you found.
I feel like after this, I'm going to start sending you links.
Yes.
I mean, in the ones I've come across, it's not clear where it's located at, but it's usually a guy taking a woman into a theater where porn is playing and there's sort of clearly other people in the shadows. And then, of course, they see that there's a woman there and they come up and she starts messing around with the guy and then everybody else joins in. So tell me, what is the experience?
Yeah, that's pretty close. I mean, I've been to two of them.
Here and in Portland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them is shut down now, but it was an old movie theater. And so you just picture like the old style movie theaters and there's a roped off section for just couples. Mm. And then the rest of it's for single males. Usually you just walk in the front door and you pay couples, couples have a price, single males have a price to pay to get in, and you walk into the movie theater and there's porn playing. Everything, it's not movie theater seats. There were like some, in the couple section, it was sofas and they provide like clean sheets and everything. So you get sheets, you bring it in with you and you lay it over the sofa and you watch the movie and you can play with your partner and not touch anybody else. People are very respectful as far as boundaries. Or you can go up to the ropes and offer your whatever you want to offer to the single guys around.
What did you do?
Well, so I offered whatever I wanted to offer. I gave blowjobs to, like, I think there was at least 3 or 4 guys right in front of me that I gave blowjobs to. I used my hands on other guys while my partner fucked me.
Nice. Okay. So they come up. So basically you're there and they can come up and watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're kind of like the dudes at the sex club who are the voyeurs. You know, they go up to wherever and they just stand there and like watch, you know, they're the lurkers.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. And this particular theater had a medical table there.
That you
could use, like, just, you know, prop type thing. And there was a glory hole there. There was a glory hole down like towards the bottom of the theater. And it was just like a makeshift style, like wooden glory hole. There was also a bed, a huge bed, right in front of the glory hole or right near the glory hole. So that if you wanted to go and like have an orgy or gangbang or whatever, you could go there. I did not that right. night, but, yeah.
Were there other women there?
Oh, I think maybe, I feel like there was 1 or 2 other women there and they were more down by the glory hole, in that bed. And that's why I remember those so clearly. My partner and I were the only ones in the couple section.
Can you name, is one of the theaters that's still there? I mean, I assume that's what they are. Like everybody knows what, you know, that's what they're about.
The Oregon Theater is the one that I'd gone to that is not there anymore. Mm. The one that I went to more recently is a Taboo, is just a well-known, sex store in town. But this is called Taboo Cinema. And it's S-I-N-E-M-A. And there's actually 2 of them in Portland. And that's just, it's not a big movie theater, but it is a pretty big room with porn playing and couches and seating. And you just go in there and sit down and watch a movie.
So can I ask in comparison, so if listeners, if you want to go back, actually not so long ago, more recently, I posted a episode about sex clubs, in which I do have some experience in. And, one of the things that really impressed me about, the sex clubs here in Portland, that's the only place I've been to a sex club, is the cleanliness of it. Like, I mean, it's very professional and it feels very safe. And of course, some of them have dress codes, others don't. But regardless, like when I have gone to the sex club, like the sex club, I think one thing I would like to converse with you about, I don't feel like, at least the ones that I've gone to here, the sex clubs don't feel very seedy. I mean, have you been to the sex clubs here?
Yeah, I've been to one of them, the more inclusive sex club that's around.
And, Sanctuary?
Yeah, Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, nothing seedy about it at all.
Yeah, so something that I really kind of want to get through to listeners, because I think there's just so much... I think there's so much curiosity and then people are so afraid of them because they're like, oh, it's seedy. It's actually like going to a really cool dance club and then you just have the option to get laid as well. Yeah. But the sex cinema is, what do you call it in comparison, seedy?
It's seedy. It's, yeah, it's seedy. Like you don't sit bare ass on anything. You don't.
So that's what I was going to ask. So in the sex clubs, they literally have people that come and clean and like it is, hygiene is an imperative to them. They make sure that everything is very clean. But you're saying the people who run the sex cinema don't necessarily do that.
Well, I mean, I think they do what they can. And, you know, there is that you can get cleaning supplies. Like you can go and ask for stuff. Like you can go and ask for towels or wipes or whatever. But there isn't somebody walking through with a spray bottle and wipes,
right?
Like there is at the sex club. Mm-hmm. So you just have to really be aware and bring your own stuff. Like mm-hmm. they're not gonna you're not going to get in trouble for bringing your own stuff, and nobody's going to be like, what are you doing?
Right. They'll probably be grateful.
Right. Exactly.
It will make you even more of a hot item. She comes with cleaning supplies.
Yeah. She smells like Clorox. That's what my mom used to say is like a perfume for rednecks is Clorox.
So. Oh, that is fucking hilarious. Clorox is the perfume for rednecks. I can see that. Not judging any listeners out there who identify as rednecks.
I love rednecks. It's okay.
Anyways, all right.
Right now.
So are there certain hours that these cinemas are open?
Yeah, I think they are open all day. I think they close at 1 or 2. I think they have like standard club hour, or like, you know, club hours. They're not open past 3 a.m.
And they're not open in the middle of the day?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they go all day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For people who need for those dads that need to.
Just a quickie before, between, you know, between meetings, whatever.
Right. Huh. Interesting. And all right. Set the stage. Give me one of your experiences. We're going to circle back. Listeners know what glory holes are. You know that you can find a map online if you want to try out one near you, because they're all over the fucking place in the U.S. Now you go to other countries, a little bit farther and fewer between. You've told us about sex cinemas. How do you think people can find a sex cinema in their area? Are they billed as sex cinemas?
I would just look for a sex theater.
Sex theater.
Okay. Yeah. I think that, I mean, I know that there's quite a few around major cities. Most have them, but, they're around. Yeah, I would look for a sex theater.
Okay. We'll be right back. Start the new year off with a bang. My code EXPLORES15 gets you 15% off womanizer.com's famous pleasure air tech sex toys. You know, the clit satisfying sucking sensation that guarantees explosive orgasms. Just go to womanizer.com and check out my personal favorite, the Womanizer Duo 2. Get ready for blended orgasms, or the Premium 2. Womanizer.com has something for you, whether you are seeking clitastic satisfaction, blended orgasms, or explosive G-spot experiences. Just shop womanizer.com and use my code EXPLORES15 at checkout for 15% off. That's 15% off all womanizer.com products with my code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers. Give us a story. Give me one of your experiences. Choose between the glory hole and the sex cinema. I want you to take me into the glory hole or a sex theater with you. And let me know what it was like.
All right. Well, the most recent experience I had was at the sex cinema. And me and my partner, neither of us had been to this particular spot. So it's like always a little nerve wracking to walk into these places and not know what you're walking into.
It sounds to me like that is one of the things. I think when people are wondering, why would you want to do that? It's definitely, it sounds like the buildup, the nerves, that something sexy and kind of like taboo and is about to happen, correct? That's part of the turn on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. I went wearing a dress with like just sexy lingerie on underneath, garter and no underwear. Mm-hmm. And I went with the intention of just playing with my partner there, just like a first time going and getting a feel for the place. So we walked in and it was pretty packed. There was nowhere to sit except for one little bench.
Wow. What does a pact mean? Like, how many people would you say were there?
So the cinema, like I said, is smaller than the theater. And I would say there was probably 20 people there, which when like there's sofas going down, the row or down the middle, and then there's just sofas against the side of the wall. Mm-hmm. Like that's how it's more narrow and long than right. anything. Yeah, each sofa was taken and there was one couple up in the front, but they weren't playing with anybody. So, yeah, right when we walked in, it was standing room only except for that one bench. So, we sat down and we're like, what the hell are we doing? Oh my gosh.
Right.
And then I was like, well, I know what I'm doing. So like, I just, threw my partner's jacket on the floor and got on my knees and started giving him head there.
Right.
And then it just didn't take much time for everybody to be circling us.
And they were all men except for that one couple is what you're saying.
Yeah. But that couple just kept to themselves and they were up at the front.
Mm, okay.
Like didn't have any interaction with them at all. So, and the other thing before we went in there, I kind of told my partner exactly what my boundaries were, like what I was okay with, what I wasn't okay with. Like I didn't, it was okay for people to be touching. I didn't want them touching my, my vagine.
The pussy.
Yeah. I didn't want them touching my pussy. I didn't want them to think they could like have sex with me. Like they can jerk off around me. I don't care. They can touch me, but don't stick your fingers anywhere.
Right.
So, I'm giving him head and he's probably like, I imagine it's like getting head while you're driving. Like he's right. not enjoying it. He's like on high alert to make sure that he's keeping an eye out for people. And, but yeah, there was probably 7 or 8 men just around me, mm-hmm. like with their hands all over me while I was giving him head. And I love that. Like I
right.
love that. It's just, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like that desire, that, feeling of like just pure sex mm-hmm. is like, so it makes me so crazy. So, I only was giving my boyfriend head. But then another guy walked in and he had a nice cock. So I gave him head. And
yeah. He presented it and you were like, that's a nice cock. I would like yeah. to suck it.
Yeah. Like I want that in my mouth right now. Yeah. So it was fun to give him head. I was playing with my partner with my hands and just still having all those other hands all over me. And yeah, there were some guys that would kind of get a little close and I'd have to like slap their hands away. And but they're respectful once you like if you do it once, they're not going to
try
it anymore. Yeah. So the guy that I saw come in, he came, I think I was only in there for like 30 minutes or so. If I was more comfortable, like on a couch or like in a better spot, I think I would have stayed a lot longer.
Right.
But we were just kind of in a weird spot. We're up against a weird bench. And, since we hadn't been there, I wasn't sure what to expect. So, it was a pretty brief visit, but, yeah, there was a lot of people and I would have stayed longer.
So how do you end it? You just like, all right, done, guys. Shoo.
Yeah, no, you literally don't have to say anything. Like you just get up and start getting dressed and leave. Like you don't owe any of them anything, you know, like you're there playing. You went, you had fun. You don't owe anybody shit. And you just get up when you're done and you leave.
Nice. Yeah. And how expensive is it to get into these places? Well, we already talked about the glory hole paying the machines, but what about a sex cinema?
I don't know. I feel like for couples going in there, I don't think we had to pay anything.
Mm. Wow.
As a couple. But it might have been 10 or 20 bucks, possibly. Mm. And I should have looked into that. I don't pay. I didn't have my wallet on me. I didn't have anything on me. So
of course you didn't pay. You are like literally the highlight. Yeah.
Right.
And I imagine for women, that's a little bit of the draw too. Like, you literally get to be the star of the show.
That is a so much the draw. Yeah.
So you get to be the star of the show. You don't have to pay. You get to choose and be in control, call the shots when it ends, get all the attention. I mean, I can see the draw, I think. And then knowing, and so you feel like most of the men that are there, like, bring protection. It's not like there's a bunch of, like, naked dicks, like, being thrust at you.
They're naked, but they're being, like, they're playing with their own dicks. I mean, it's dick in hand. They're not, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, they would probably try to, like, have me give them head or, like, just get in line for something like that. But I never go without condoms. So if there was somebody that I was like, oh, yeah, I would do that, then you just hand them a condom and they'll throw it on. And
what do you think your partner gets out of it? What does he say? Does he enjoy this as well, or is he doing this for you?
No, he loves it. He loves watching me be spoiled, first of all. And then it's like having a live porn star, basically. Like, it's just exciting for him. It's all like, he literally just wants to see me have fun.
We'll be right back. Kick off the new year with a jaw-dropping 30% off of some of the hottest sex toys. And my favorite, Gleam Lube, with code EXPLORERS30 when you shop thethruster.com. Known as the home of the incredible Build Your Own Thruster Prime, thethruster.com is also partnered with LaSierre.com, where you'll find gorgeous vibrating steel toys, and BoutiqueVoila.com, where you can grab a vibrating lipstick, a rubber ducky that gets lucky, or even get pounded by Thor's hammer, literally, all for 30% off with code EXPLORERS30. Just head to thethruster.com, where you'll find The Thruster, La Sierre, and Boutique Voila, and enjoy 30% off your site-wide purchases with code EXPLORERS30 at checkout. Cheers. Right, right. And if... yeah, I guess one of my questions is, are there women on women situations? Are there places you can go where it's about, like, queer sex? Are there queer sex glory holes in cinemas?
I feel like most glory holes are queer sex glory holes, because the possibility of a woman walking into those places is, like, very, like, it's a shot in the dark. Most of the time, I think it is men that go in
and suck each other off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't think women go there to, like, have satisfaction or anything. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just have never come across it. So
you haven't seen women outside of yourself there very often.
No, but I do have, you know, I have friends that have gone with their partners, and it's like amazing foreplay.
Right. To your own sex. Well, so that's interesting. So yeah, that makes sense that it would be a place where, men, especially the men who aren't out about, being into, to cocks, would go to enjoy some of that.
And the other thing I imagine is, like, hookup apps like Grindr and stuff, like, go meet at somewhere like that. You can just throw some money in the TV, keep it going, and it's a safe, neutral place that you can meet and have safe sex.
Oh, that's interesting. So date idea for all of you on Grindr, first date idea.
Yeah.
Go to the glory hole.
Yeah.
Romantic.
You heard it here.
You can thank Ellen later.
Yeah.
So I want to sum this up. We got a good 101 kind of entry to glory holes. A, they do exist. And not only do they exist, there's, like, a shitload of them everywhere. sex cinemas. I did not look for a map of sex cinemas, but I'm guessing that there's plenty of them as well.
I'm guessing you're going to look for a map after this.
Oh, I'm totally. I didn't even think about it. I was so focused on the glory hole experience because I really didn't, I don't know why anything surprises me anymore. I think it was you who really let me in on this, the fact that glory holes were a thing when we were recording your podcast, Confessions of a Cut Queen. I was like, what? I was very surprised, and then I was like, well, you've got to come back and talk to me about that. I don't know why this surprises me. Nothing should surprise me anymore. What was extra surprising was just realizing how common, how many there are. Like, this is a fucking thing. And I think that you're right. I think you hit the nail on the head that it probably is very popular or more popular in the queer community. I just haven't, outside of you, I haven't met many women who have expressed it. And maybe it's not something people advertise anyways, but it doesn't seem like I've had a lot of women tell me that. But this is where listeners, again, if you want to like email me and give me your take, your hot take, I would love to hear both from women especially who are into it, but also queer guys. Is this like, is this a thing for you? Is it sexy? Is it common? You can contact me at Annette, at sheexploreslife.com. Also, soccer dads, spill the beans.
I see you.
Reach out to me. Tell me why you go there. Are you a soccer dad? What's going on in your marriage that has led you to the glory hole? Anyways, curious. But before we go, can you give the listeners a couple of tips on how to prepare? Let's say let's start with the glory hole. Give them little tidbits of advice. How do you prepare? What do you pack in your little backpack before you go?
I have lots of condoms. Bring some disinfectant wipes. Bring paper towels. They usually have them, but who knows? Maybe they don't. Bring toys. Like, if you have toys that you want to play with while you're playing with the cocks coming through the hole, bring toys. bring. So another thing you can bring is one of those gardening knee pads.
So smart.
I know.
Wow.
Saving knees. I honestly, just to keep it simple though, condoms, lube, if you want lube, toys, and the disinfectant wipes.
Nice. That's smart. Now, emotionally, what can someone do to prepare themselves and get ready to go to the glory hole?
It takes a lot of bravery. It really does. It takes a lot of just kind of quieting your inner voice telling you to run, because it's a lot of nerves to walk in and do something that you've never done before. But once you do it, you really feel like the most powerful person in the world. So I think that touching base with whoever is running the establishment is always a good thing. If you are alone and you go, just go and say, I'm alone. I'm going to go in there for a little while. I just wanted to touch base. Do you have any safety tips? Like, just asking whoever is working for tips or help, or just to have somebody there with a familiar face if you feel like you need to get out of there, or ask for help. So, but other than that, just jump in and open wide.
Jump in and open wide, she says.
So classy. I know.
I love it. All right. I guess then let's sum this up with, why do you think women should give glory holes and sex cinemas, sex theaters a try? Give them three solid fucking reasons why they should at least give it a try once.
They are generally clean.
I don't feel like that's a reason.
Okay, here's a reason. You're going to be the center of attention. You do call all the shots. You have all the power in this situation. You can stop any situation at a moment's notice. And I mean, you're probably going to come a lot.
Yeah. So you feel hot, empowered, center of attention, and orgasmic.
Yeah. And that's why we're all here, right?
We're all here to have orgasms. I would agree to that. And so I think we're going to wrap it up with that. We're all here to have orgasms. Ellen, we are going to continue our conversation for my Patreon in just a minute. If you want to join me outside of the weekly podcast, you can also find me on social. I am a Locker Room Talking Shots on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find my personal Instagram, Bing Benedetti. I'm also on TikTok as Locker Room Talk and Shots. And of course, I am publishing lots of articles on sex, sex toys, all the sexy stuff over on SheExploresLife.com. So check it out. I have a lot of great information going out there. And again, check into my Patreon if you want some extras, some fun extras. So until next time, I will see y'all in the locker room. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.